What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Graham Campbell.
Recently, we spoke with Sam Bendicke of the Columbus Literacy Council about their summer jobs program.
We are a nonprofit here in Columbus. We're actually about just south of Reynoldsburg here. We are dedicated to providing services to individuals and families across Ohio. So our big focus is that we want to help young people prepare for their future and develop skills for in-demand jobs. We partner with Ohio Means Jobs, and now we have the opportunity to partner with Licking County JFS. So we're very excited to be expanding into Licking County, and we have a summer jobs program that I would love to talk about today for the youth in Licking County. The program pays $13 an hour, which we know you can get more elsewhere, but this program offers a little bit more than just work experience. So what you can do is you can get paid to participate in certain certification programs that we offer. So you can get qualified and receive a certification for example, we have something called the Rise Up Customer Service Certification. You can get certified in Adobe Premiere Pro, Microsoft Office suites of products like Excel and Word, QuickBooks. And we also have a class starting up pretty soon on entrepreneurship. So if you are looking to start your own business, you can receive a certification in those areas and get paid to study and to do that.
So earn while you learn.
Basically, earn while you learn. And on some of the days, you can come in and we will have different things. Like there's different job experience stuff that, like different work that you can do here based on whatever you're interested in. But we also have events that, like one-day events on resume building, interview skills. We have financial literacy days where we, like, learn how to do your own budget, how to use maybe, like, Microsoft Excel to do that. We have a life skills days, for example, learning how, like, all the steps that go into if you want to buy a house someday, like, what are the things involved in that? What are some things involved in, like, buying a car and factoring in, you know, different things that you as a 16-year-old or 17-year-old might not know. And we also have, for people who are interested in video production or editing, we have a studio on site. And so if you have videos that you want to make and you want to play around with different editing software with some of the people that, like the professionals that we have on site, you have access to that. Also, you get to be a part, if you want to, of a walk in my shoes. This is a program that we put on here. It's an interview-style show where we interview someone from basically anyone in the Central Ohio area who we know who is a successful person in their career. We interview them. We ask them questions, find out, hey, what did it take for you to get into this career? What education do you need? What was your pathway to get into this career, and what advice would you give to young people who are interested in similar careers? And since this is a TV show style that we put on YouTube, if you're interested in video production or editing or producing, you can be a part of the whole process from prepping to the interview to setting up the lighting, doing audio checks, editing the video, doing graphic design for the video, all the way to the process when we upload it. So we're excited to have that opportunity here on site if people are interested in learning about video production as well.
What if I don't know what I want to do when I grow up?
Then you would probably be about 90% of the young people. So I know I wasn't. I had no clue what I wanted to do when I was 17. So this gives you the opportunity to kind of, if you want to just sample everything, we absolutely invite you to do that. So. I would actually say it's a little bit more rare to have a 16 or 17 or 18-year-old come in and say, I want to be this profession, show me how to do that, and that's it. A lot of them are like, I don't know, maybe this, maybe that. In fact, I talked with someone last week who said, I think I'm interested in being a chef or maybe a nurse.
Oh.
was like, all right, those two things are very far apart, but hey, how about, you know, we have a connection with one of the hospitals, so hey, why don't we set you up with a job shadow opportunity at the hospital? Let's look at this nursing thing. We'll do that for a little while. Let me know what you think, and then we can keep going, or we can adjust, you know, if it's something that you decide, I don't think I actually like this at all. We try to give you as much of an opportunity as possible.
How do students get involved?
Well, there's three ways there. We have a phone number and an email that I'm going to plug right now. Basically, this is it's a program that is targeted towards low-income youth. So there is a qualification process, but there's a lot of ways to qualify, so I can't go through all of them right now. So we invite young people between 16 and 18 to sign up and see if you qualify. The phone number you can actually just send a text. Let us know you're interested, and we will send the application form directly to you. The phone number is 740-739-6002. So 740-739-6002. Or you can send an email to 4E. So that's just the number 4, the letter E, 4E at columbusliteracy.org. Either of those ways, we'll get back to you right away and send you the application form. There is an easier way to do it. We have flyers at the libraries throughout Licking County and a bunch of other locations that I've gone to and passed out flyers. There's a QR code on the flyer. So if you're at your local library, check out the flyer for Columbus Literacy, and there'll be a QR code that takes you directly to the application form.
The program sounds very tailored. Are there classes, or is it one-on-one learning, or how exactly does it work?
It depends on the situation. So, for example, we just finished up one of our rounds of the Rise Up Customer Service and Sales Certificate. So that program, I think we had like 6 or 7 students who were in the class together. You know, then we try to tailor it as best we can to what the kids really want. So we do, like, we have a meeting with each kid at the beginning, take down what their goals are, things that they're interested in. That way, you know, if they really don't, you know, if they're really interested in video production and editing, we kind of point them towards the studio more often than, you know, if two things are conflicting at the same time. So yes, we do try and tailor it as much as possible. So it's not like they come in and they're in a class with a bunch of people. Some of it can be one-on-one work. A lot of it is more like small team work, I would say, is probably the most common.
The sessions are day-long sessions?
Yeah, they can work up to 40 hours a week. However, they don't have to. So you're 16 and, you know, you play football and you got, I don't know, I'm assuming they're doing summer workouts now. One of the kids that I was working with this morning, he has practice every day until I think noon. So he comes in around 1 or 2 o'clock and he'll work just like 3 or 4 hours each day here to get some more experience. But he's not putting in 40-hour weeks because he's got some other obligations. And if you have a job, if you already have a part-time job, you can do the same thing. You know, if you work like 2 p.m. to 6 at some place, you can do just the morning. So we max out at 40 hours a week, but I don't think there's two kids in that I work with that have the exact same weekly schedule.
Mm. Okay, and you said several times our site. So where are you, or where would the students have to go?
So we are we're on Chaintree Drive in Columbus. It's a little bit south of Reynoldsburg. It's pretty much right where 270 and 70 meet. A lot of the things we have here are on site, but we will provide transportation. So we understand that that might be an issue depending on where in Licking County you live. So we will actually provide transportation. We'll bring you here on site and take you home at the end of the day. We do also have the ability to partner with certain local businesses in the area. So if there's something that you're really interested in, learning more about, and we can't provide that. We don't, whatever it is. We have, this is stuff we've done in Franklin County before. We have the ability to reach out to other, some of the contacts we have, and partner with some local businesses. So there is possible to work a little bit closer to home, but the on-site work would be here in Columbus.
Okay, and is that door-to-door transportation, or would you meet at a collector point like a library or something like that?
We, right now, I believe we are looking at doing door-to-door transportation. We are trying to make this as easy as possible for the kids.
Cool. Are you hearing back from your graduates and the kinds of successes they've had?
We are very excited. One of our kids just got into a graphic design program at Columbus State. Uh-huh. So he graduated this year from high school here in Columbus. We have one guy who is actually working, I believe, as an engineer out in Washington State. This was someone, he wasn't one of mine, but I just heard this this story not too long ago. He got a new job and just moved out to Washington State. We have another girl who just graduated from dental assistant school, and she is working and studying to be a dentist. So that's just a handful of the people, but yeah, we're very excited. This is the best part of the program when people get to say, "Oh, hey, yeah, this is where I am now," you know, and you get to meet them when they're 16 or 17.
Yeah. Tell me some more about the Literacy Council writ large. I mean, what does the Literacy Council do?
So this is most of what we do is help youth. Kind of basically the goal is to end the cycle of poverty. So we want to make it so that even though you might not have been given the same start as other people, that, you know, that doesn't mean that you have to you can get out, basically. So that's a big part of what we do, but it's not the only thing. We also have a summer camp program that we run for young kids, like 5 to 13-year-olds, that's running right now. It is it's a Marvel-themed camp, so, you know, it's a lot of superhero costumes and face painting and things like that. It's something that the Licking County youth, if they're interested in working with kids, they can always be a part of that too, learn like some budgeting, logistics stuff that goes along with that. And then the other group of people, or the other chunk of the business or of the organization, excuse me, is English as a second language and citizenship classes. So we have we work with a lot of immigrants who come here, whether they be refugee status or just coming for looking for a better opportunity in the United States. We help with English language and with citizenship, so that you know, so that they're able to transfer the skills that they gained in their country and apply them in the, you know, in the United States, and become productive members of society here in English with whatever their skill background is.
Is there still time to get involved in the program?
There is still time to make the most out of the end of your summer. You can get some certification and what I think is good resume padding for your future with the skills that you can gain here. So easiest way is to scan the QR code on the flyers that we have at local libraries. But again, I know people listening can't scan a QR code. For the number 4E at columbusliteracy.org. If you send an email and all you have to say is, "Hey, I'm interested in this summer jobs program," we'll send you the link to the application, and we'll take it from there. So we'll try and make this as quick and easy as possible for you.
For the Vibecast, I'm Graham Campbell.